So you ready for today's podcast?
Yes, I believe so. That you asking it like that makes me nervous, though.
So today I want to talk about expectations. Okay. And how our expectations impact mental health and our relationships in general.
I love it. So is it safe to say I have high expectations for this podcast?
You're such a dork. But yes, yes, you should have high expectations. Thank you for that.
Perfect. Okay. Well, I guess since I do have such high expectations, let's get started by just maybe a quick rundown of expectations. Maybe we're not all on the same page there.
Well, I think expectations literally infiltrate the entirety of life and relationship. Okay. So much so that we don't even think about them.
Yeah.
And yet they can be so problematic in relationship when our expectations are not met by other people, experiences don't meet our expectations, all the things. And so I think just having a conversation about how much of life is impacted by expectations, I thought could be helpful.
Yeah. So maybe we should start at the beginning, though. Where then, I mean, if expectations are in all facets of life, all relationships, where do expectations come from?
I mean, I think we all hold our own expectations. And I think where it gets tricky is we accidentally assume that everyone else has the same expectations that we do.
Right.
And so that to me is where so much of the disconnect happens, is if we are going to an event, maybe my expectations of how you and I are going to a place together, I just assume that you and I are on the same page and we maybe don't have a conversation, show up to an event, and then I'm frustrated because I didn't ever share my expectations. I just thought because we are in a healthy relationship together, you should just know.
Yeah.
And like saying that out loud feels so ridiculous.
That's how we operate.
And yet, yes, that's how so many of us operate. Mm-hmm. And so I think there are like much bigger expectations of like how to, you know, be an adult in your family of origin, how, what you expect from a marriage partnership or long-term partnership, those sorts of things, which are really important.
Yeah.
And I think so often it's in this like little nitty gritty of life where expectations aren't met. And if we don't address those unmet expectations, those little nitty-gritty things kind of grow into something more significant.
Well, I think some of my understanding and growth in understanding my own expectations is that they don't just kind of pop up out of nowhere. You know what I mean? That we are crafted throughout our lives to have the expectations we have. We talk about family of origin culture, right? Yes. Like everything that you've been taught your entire life like leads to your expectations. So expectations are historical. Like this is how it's kind of always been. This is how we've always done things. Therefore this other person should be on the same page as me. And we don't realize how much like the history, our own lived experience, our own history plays into our expectations. But because we have such a history with those expectations, we don't see them as abnormal.
Yes. Or even sometimes as expectations.
Right.
And so, again, I feel like we talk so much about family of origin, which ties often to holidays. But I think it's so, like, we think about, do we open presents on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day? Well, whatever our family of origin did, that's what we assume is right.
Yeah, right.
And so sometimes it's managing like, okay, as a new unit, what are our expectations? What does this holiday look like in our family?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think so often it's related to celebration or holidays. I think it's how are we navigating our own expectations versus that of other people? You know, if you've always gone to great grandma's house on Christmas Eve and now you have a newborn and that's just not feasible, Not only are you worried about your own expectations, how you're showing up, how do we not offend grandma and her expectation that everyone is going to be there? Sure. And I think sometimes there are ruptures in family relationships because we don't talk about our expectations mm-hmm. of one another.
Yeah.
And it's also, I also know it's really tricky to have those conversations to say, I am assuming that you have an expectation of me and I need to let you down gently that yeah. I'm not going to meet that, which in the moment is really uncomfortable and is so much less uncomfortable than you set your own agenda, you don't tell anyone, other people's expectations are not met, and then like there's fractures in relationship.
Yeah. It's interesting because what you're talking about there is actually two different things, though, because there are our own expectations, and then there is also expectations that other people manage for us.
Yes.
Right. And so any healthy relationship, I mean, it's easy to think of it in a marriage context, but this is in every single relationship you have. If you have a relationship, there are expectations to some extent.
Yes.
Right. And so, I think managing my own expectations and realizing my own expectations is a different category from somebody else. You, for instance, knowing that I probably have certain expectations and managing those for me. So like, are those things working in tandem or?
I think they have to.
Yeah. Okay.
And I also know that that's more emotional work. And yet I think it also gives us opportunity to have grace with one another because while I'm acknowledging my own expectations of an event, I have to, it just seems natural to assume other people will have expectations around that event.
Yeah.
And so how are we working together to make everyone's expectations met?
Right. Okay. So what is the relational damage that can happen when there are unmet expectations, or how does expectations play into relationships?
Okay. Can I share a story about us?
It's
I really don't know, about me.
I'm editing this, so we'll see.
But you're in it.
Okay. Okay.
So I think about, there was one year on my birthday, we had little kids.
Yeah. Yikes.
And we like got to the end of the day and you had done all the things, right? We had celebrated, had cake, had the nice dinner, all the things that are the normal expectations of a birthday in our household.
Right.
And you like asked me about the day or something and I started crying.
Yeah.
As
remember,
you do.
Remember this vividly? It's all coming back to me.
Because you had not written me a card.
Right. Everything but the card.
Everything but, and like all the things. Like it had been a whole day. And I didn't realize, I think what part of my wanting to share the story is, I didn't realize that was an expectation until it wasn't met.
Okay.
It had always just been a part of how we celebrated. And sometimes when you have tiny children that you are, you know, parenting and trying to create something that's celebratory, it was not something that you thought about or imagined that there would be consequences to.
Learned a powerful lesson that day.
There's always been cards.
Ever since.
But why I think that matters is because I didn't know that I had expectations. Mm-hmm. You met all of the expectations of what a day held, minus a card.
Yeah.
And that was the one thing that did me in.
Right.
So thankfully we have a healthy relationship. I could express that. You apologized. It's so funny now. It was not funny at the time. But now to think like I had a whole day and I cried about a card probably talks about where my mental health was as a person. And yet this happens, right? So
all the time.
All the time. Yeah. So let's say we weren't in a season of great health.
Yeah.
You become resentful towards me because you're like, look, I did all this to make your day special and you're going to focus on the one misstep that I had. What's your deal? That resentment fuels a whole different thing.
Well, and if you don't have the humility to kind of realize that, and that you could look inward and be like, oh my gosh, I did, you know, that just breeds that resentment, which further separates us. And that's like one tiny fissure of which, you know, you multiply those out exponentially and you end up with a major relational break. Right?
Yes. Yeah. And so I just think, like, we cannot be talking about expectations enough. Yeah. This is, again, how it goes into relationships, is how we prep our kids, right? Mm. When we're going on vacation, we're going somewhere new. Hey, kids, this is what I expect of you. These are the behaviors, right? As parents, I think we all think, I've told them 9 million times how I want them to show up in a public space, and then they don't. And we're like, oh my gosh, I expected a different behavior from you.
Yeah.
I'm amazed at how often, like, our kids rise to the expectation that we set for them. And so when I give them as much guidance and clarity as possible, moving into a new scenario, we just do better as a family in that space.
Yeah.
And so I think there are so many places. And also, sometimes, like, we went to a birthday party this weekend that our kids kept asking 9 million questions about, that we kept saying, I don't know.
Right.
I can't help you manage these expectations. We're all walking into something new together, which I also think is okay.
Yeah.
And so I think there are so many places that I think it's important to think about in this relationship, at this event, in this experience. What are my expectations? How am I managing those for myself? Are there other people's expectations that I need to be thinking about moving into this space?
Yeah, that's good. Feels like a lot of work, honestly.
It is a lot of work.
Yeah.
And it's what I talk to clients about all the time. How are we implementing proactive strategies so that we don't have reactive solutions?
Let's unpack that.
Okay, we'll go back to the birthday party analogy.
Yeah.
With our kids, most kids, they need to understand what's going to happen. If we can prep them for something new, they're going to handle it differently. So I think about, if you don't prep your kids and then your kid has a meltdown because X, Y, and Z, they weren't prepped in the way. You are reacting to that behavior.
Yeah.
Right. Also, to be clear, you may prep them beautifully.
Yeah.
And they still,
it still could fall apart. Yeah.
You have a reaction to it. I am always amazed at when I am proactive in prepping myself or our children for something new. I don't have to react to an outcome if I've prepped well for the event.
Yeah.
Like, another thing, okay. I'm an introvert. You are not an introvert.
That is facts.
And so oftentimes, if we are going to a social gathering together, we'll talk about, at this point, my expectation is that at such and such point in the evening, we will touch base and have a conversation about, what can my social battery actually handle here? Again, because we are proactive in that, I am not reactive in that social setting.
Yeah, you could sit there stewing, being mad that I'm not trying to leave, but I'm having a great time, and, you know, assuming that you are too, right? And not even thinking about that you might have that expectation. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And because we've had the conversation, and now, gosh, we've had this conversation so many times, it's just kind of a known.
Yeah.
Hey, this is kind of what I'm thinking. Let's check in at such and such point and see where we're at. There have been plenty of times that I've actually come to that check-in time and be like, I'm doing okay, and you are living your best life. Like, can we check in another hour or whatever the scenario is? And again, because we have done the preparation before and discussed our expectations, there is not a reaction. And honestly, again, we have learned this behavior because there have been times that I did not set those expectations. And then I do sit and stew and get super annoyed that you didn't read my brain that I was ready to go. And and it's like the ridiculousness of that is so much.
Yeah.
And so I just think there are so many places of acknowledging expectations. I also think there's something about when we're feeling frustrated, angry, disappointed, how are we reflecting on where is this just met unmet expectations?
Yeah. That was going to be my next question. You kind of read my mind. Yeah. No, that was good. I'd love tips for like handling disappointment, because it's going to come. We're talking about this in a vacuum a little bit, like, well, ideally everybody meets expectations, and that we've talked about this all, and that just is not real life, right?
For sure. And I think sometimes it's just even naming that, right? I think about when I was commuting ridiculously far to work, I had an expectation of how the morning would go.
Yeah.
We leave the house at this time, drop off is done by this time, I'm on the highway by this time, and I will be to my office at an appropriate time. The number of times that, you know, we were running back in the house to something, those carpool lines have just a mind of their own, you know, when you're driving far on a freeway, accidents happen and impact your travel time. And so sometimes it was that nervous and like, oh my gosh, I have to text again. Like there was an accident. I'm going to be a little bit late. And realizing I'm just frustrated because my morning isn't going the way that I'd hoped.
Yeah.
By having that moment of reflection, I hopefully can be in a place of enough health to say like, okay, I need to turn this around instead of like my whole day spinning out because there was an accident on the highway right. That I literally had no control over. And I'm going to allow to like derail my whole day feels so ridiculous.
Right.
And yet we have all been in that place
that,
you know, we had expectations of how something as, I mean, sometimes it's as simple as like going to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I've got 30 minutes between done with clients and getting to pick up the first kid from school and being like, I hit the lights wrong. And then the, you know, whole system crashed while I was like all the things and being like, why am I stirred up? Yeah. Why am I feeling disappointed? And really sometimes naming that is really helpful.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's having a harder conversation of, I feel this distance between us.
Yeah.
Was there an expectation of yours that I didn't meet?
Yeah.
Did I expected that this would be sufficient. Your reaction is telling me you needed something more for me. How do we do this different in the future?
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. I think that's helpful. I think we just don't even think about, you know, all of this stuff that we're bringing to the table.
And,
you know?
And it is so, again, as we're talking about just being emotionally healthy people and raising emotionally healthy children.
Yeah.
It's just so important to think about how everyone, especially in a family, like we're all showing up to everything. And right. It can be as simple as, where are we going to dinner?
Yeah.
Not everyone's expectations are going to be met.
Never.
Cooking dinner. Not everyone's expectations are going to be met.
That's right.
And so sometimes even I think in relationship, whether it's with a partner or in parenting, of saying like their expectations, they're feeling disappointed because the dinner choice tonight did not meet their expectations of what they hoped.
Right.
And instead of, you know, having a posture of like, ungrateful children, being like, yeah, sometimes I'm cooking the dinner and it is not meeting my expectations for what I would like to be eating.
For sure.
And yet, how are we creating healthy, open conversation around these things in our homes?
Yeah, that's great. I think it's a good thing to be thinking about and kind of processing through and you know, it affects us every day.
Every day.
Every day. Good. Well, I think we nailed it.
Per the usual. Covered it in its entirety. Yeah,
that's exactly right.
I hope you enjoyed today's conversation around setting healthy expectations. If you'd like to continue the conversation, I'd love for you to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at CounselingWith, or find me on my website and shoot me an email at counselingwith.com.